Good day, good people. I'm Brother Robert Farrell. Welcome to Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is created live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us live each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central. That way you can be part of the dialogue that happens after our session. And whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of Wisdom Wednesday. Well, what is wisdom? Wisdom isn't knowing more. It's actually knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. And Wisdom Wednesday is created as an invitation so that you can open to the depths of yourself, your intellect, your will, your emotions. Yes, open to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the heart and human consciousness. Today we're going to encounter three brief wisdom contemplations, each followed by a minute of silence, where you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, and rest. These are our watchwords to remind us. Resonate. Does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or phrase you hear. Reflect. An opportunity to meditate with images and thoughts. Respond. You can respond by taking that time to journal or prayer or maybe even body movement. And rest. Simply be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. After that, we will close with a spiritual practice and a group dialogue. Today's theme is depression and spiritual healing. And before we begin, I'd like to encourage each of you that even talking about this in a spiritual context can bring up certain feelings for some people. So if you need to, please talk about them with someone close to you or seek professional mental health if you need it. It is actually a great spiritual practice to have psychological therapy. And we want you to take good care of yourself. So with an open heart and a calm, centered presence, let us take a gentle breath and begin. Anxiety and depression impair our sense of feeling whole, of feeling free, and feeling healed in our own lives. The milder form of depression common today is known as dysthymia. And symptoms for dysthymia are a persistent pattern of sadness or feeling empty and hopeless. It is a long, slow, underlying chronic feeling that there's a great cloud over your head. In addition to feeling sad and empty inside, people often feel a sense of low energy and tiredness. Feelings of low self-esteem are also associated with dysthymia. Feeling like, I don't matter, I don't count, I'm less than. Symptoms can go away for a couple of months at a time, but they tend to come back again. Diagnostic guidelines cannot describe the sensation that your heart has stopped beating, has been torn from your chest, while your body continues to move mechanically, numb, without its lifeblood. No mere definition can explain that feeling of emptiness, of isolation, of vacant pain. Yet, the day comes when we say, I survived. With the help of therapy, medication, a good support system, and God's grace, the light slowly dawns. Life gradually becomes easier, the days less daunting. My mind can focus and process once again. I can turn loving attention on other people. And sleep is no longer elusive. The sensation of joy once again takes up residence in my heart. So friends, it's okay to create room to bring desperate feelings before God. Oh, the sense of spiritual abandonment and grief. And we ask, when, how long, where, why? Because we know, or at least we believe, or at least we hope, that our panting and gasping and famished feelings of unfulfilled longing, abandonment, and confusion won't go on forever. A sense of peace and fullness will come again someday. So hold on to your when, or your how long, or your where, and hold on to it before God. Make space for your disappointment, your frustration, and your unfulfillment to come out of hiding and present themselves in the light. And don't rush, even though you'll be tempted to see these times of spiritual dryness and aspiration as a mistake, a sign of failure you want to put behind you. Instead, slow down. Hold this moment as an opportunity to express and strengthen spiritual desire. There is no claim to soon. Instead, there is a more modest claim of someday. And beyond the prayer of aspiration and desperation, a tattered flag of hope and faith still flies. Hope in God, for I shall again praise her. Oh, the days that we will encounter spiritual fulfillment. So let us hold our when and our how long and our where before God in the silence as we resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Our lives and our struggles intersect with the ever-present love of God. If you can, imagine drawing a horizontal line, or maybe you have a piece of paper in front of you and you actually do it. Draw it across. Let this line represent our experiences of ourselves and our passage through time from birth to death. We seek to experience happiness, fulfillment, security, and feelings of well-being and gratitude. We know life is not always conducive to happiness. Traumatizations, betrayals, losses, and injustices can often take their toll. And we start to lose our balance and ourselves in a state of crisis. Now imagine or actually draw a vertical line intersecting the middle of the horizontal line. And this vertical line is the divine dimension, the holy God, if you want. And the infinite love of the divine is welling up, presencing itself and pouring itself out as our lives on the horizontal line. By following a path of faith, God illumines us on the horizontal line with the divine nature of every breath and every heartbeat. And when depression increases, it closes off our experiential access to that vertical line, the upwelling of God's presence in our life. Now, therapy isn't only about moving along the horizontal line to reduce the symptoms of depression, although it is that, but doing it in such a way that it starts to open up the depth dimension. The infinite love of God can come welling up, and something of the depth dimension can begin to shine through in our dilemmas. So it isn't just that we are caught up in the middle of a dilemma, but that we have a felt sense of knowing we are not alone. Now, no matter what you share with a therapist about yourself, little by little, the therapist's deep respect and unconditional positive regard for you can transfer over to you. It can start becoming your renewed sense of unconditional positive regard for yourself. That's why you often hear a therapist say, "I hear you saying," and they say it back to you. And then when you know you are heard, you also know that you are understood. And this experience of being understood can deepen your capacity to hear yourself and understand yourself and to have empathy with yourself. The therapist might say, "You know, quite honestly, I'm concerned about you when you talk like this." In that type or in that kind of compassionate honesty, little by little, you learn to be honest with yourself. And so when we risk sharing what hurts the most, in the presence of someone who will not invade us or abandon us, we can learn not to invade or abandon ourselves. And in each of these points, we find connection to God. The unconditional positive regard incarnates the abyss-like infinite positive regard of God for you as the beloved. And the presence of the clinician then becomes an incarnate manifestation of the welling up of this depth dimension, letting you know that you are invincibly precious in all your wayward ways. There is something within you that is not subject to the brutalities of your own will, for it is that in you that belongs entirely to God. This infinite love for you permeates your brokenness through and through. It's with you unexplainably forever. So let it be with you now in the silence as we resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Friends, we can find solace and hope through others who share their experiences, their stories and presence, and the stories and presence of others who have experienced depression is invaluable. We can hear a hint of something we recognize, an aside, a metaphor, a clue that points to those marks left by the darkness. And then we can zero in on them. You see, there is someone who knows, someone who understood, someone who understands. They too have walked through the valley of the shadow of depression. We aren't the only one to walk this road. This experience is not an alien one. These fellow travelers are our companions in the darkest of night. They give us hope, hope that this is not the end of our story, that we too will survive this. Hope that depression will not have the last say. And I can say that I sense in myself quite a bit of hope. And we can turn to many of our ancestors for that comfort and hope. Some find comfort and healing in the spirituals of the Black Church, created by enslaved Africans in the United States. Spirituals express both suffering and dependence on faith. They took their emotions to God, putting them to music. So the spirituals give us a way to be sad without being alone. And they aren't afraid to linger in the painful places. They have no need to rush to praise. It seems like these ancestors knew how to take moans and make them hums and then turn them into words. They knew how to give voice to pain and how to do it together. And And I'm reminded that if you stay in a spiritual long enough, you will hear God. You will feel hope. And in the depths of depression, I can think of no greater spiritual gift. So let us take one more moment to resonate, reflect, respond, rest. Friends, thank you for your presence and your open hearts as we encounter what can be a difficult topic. I hope that you found some peace, some hope, some solace in what you heard today, and that perhaps you will again listen to the recording. I know that many of these teachings have been so helpful to me in my times of depression as well. Our spiritual practice this evening comes in the form of a prayer that I would like to share. And you're invited to find your center and close your eyes and maybe place your hands on your heart so that you can not only hear these words, not only receive these words, but let your heart wisdom speak these words also. Creator of life, source of love, divine wisdom, Mother, Father, God. We can't help but think the wholeness we are looking for is something out there, and we hope to find it. And we will find it if only we get past the shameful complexity of our confused and mumbling self. May we be amazed to discover that the liberation we are looking for all along is incarnate in the very deep acceptance of how precious we are in the unfinished business of our own hearts. God, your love for us is already completely given in the midst of our incompleteness. For you, God, there is nothing missing in the midst of all the missing pieces inside of us. beloved friend, gentle teacher, Holy Spirit. My pain does not belong to me, because all over the world right now there are men and women who are feeling this pain to varying degrees, maybe worse. And I am their brother. I am their sister, and I am united in this pain with them, just as you, Holy One, are one with all of them in their pain and one with me. It is a calling. It is a calling, and I ask for your grace to live with integrity to this calling and follow your will in it. May I also notice that this pain, as painful as it is, does not cancel out the litany of joys in my life. And sometimes it's very tempting to let the pain blot it out. I ask for the grace never to let that happen. There are a litany of miracles going on here, and such is my life. And such is my life. And so it is. And so it is. Friends, this is the time that we say goodnight to our podcast and YouTube listeners and invite them to join us live anytime they like on a Wednesday and become part of the dialogue that happens next. So may each of us, whether here live, watching the recording, listening to the podcast, watching on YouTube later, may we each be reminded that love is the way. That you are love. So stay awesome and be love. We look forward to seeing you again soon.